Burning for Revenge, written by John Marsden and read by Susie Doherty. Here, in this place I've learnt to call home, a summer storm is dramatic. In the Bible it says hell is a place of heat and fire. This is officially called hell. That's the name on the maps, and it does get hot in summer. But when a storm drops on top of us, it's hypothermia country and the temperature can fall 15 degrees in half an hour. Of course, if life had gone the way it was meant to, I wouldn't be sitting in a little tent in hell, watching the fabric stretch and pull, watching the rain chuck a tantrum against the fly, listening to the screech of another branch ripping and falling, and trying to keep writing this record of our lives. I would have been sitting in our snug cabin in New Zealand, eating pizza and reading Pride and Prejudice, or The Horse's Mouth, for the fourth time. Better still, I would have been back at my real home, checking the water troughs in the paddock, or yabbing in a dam, or cutting the poor breeders out of a mob of cattle to send to market. Well, none of those things would happen for a while yet. They might never happen again. I just had to accept that. But it didn't stop me playing the old useless game of if only. If only our country hadn't been invaded. If only we could have carried on the way we used to, watching other people's wars on television. If only we'd been better prepared and thought more about this stuff. Then later, when we'd got ourselves out of the battle zone, if only we hadn't agreed to come back and continue to fight, to help the Kiwi soldiers in their failed attempt at the airbase. Well, we didn't really have much choice about coming back. Colonel Finlay put so much pressure on us, and we put pressure on ourselves.